Good morning, everyone. It's Sal, Sally. Hope you all are doing well. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th, and it's 8:43 a.m. We hope you all are enjoying the holidays and reflecting on 2022, and me and the entire team at MaximizeU.life hope you all have a blessed holiday and a very joyous and balanced 2023. This is a quick podcast, and we have our special guest, Laura Selly, joining us as well. Hi, Laura. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning.
Well, we thank you for being on the show today. And as we reflect on 2022 and enter into the new year, what are your thoughts and advice to our listeners?
Well, you know, my thoughts, it's gone by quickly this year. It just sped by, and it seems like it's every year is that way now. It's rushed through. And I see that there is a lot of crazy weather going on everywhere. But it gives me a different outlook when I think about this bad weather. When I see, remember that time we had that bad storm here and everything froze, all our plants, and we thought this one tree was not going to take off. It was frozen down, and we thought, oh, it's over.
Yes, that was in last year, around this time.
Yes, and it came back. That tree came back, even bigger. And it was nice to see that the freeze did not kill the plant, but it actually somewhat invigorated it because it grew back stronger. So when I put that into perspective of us being humans, that sometimes when we feel we're at the end and we're down to a stump to survive, and after the environment changes to something better, you will have an opportunity to flourish, just like a plant. We're humans. We grow. We change. We evolve. So for this year, I've been thinking about the evolving part of my life and the things that I'm going to do differently this year that I've done in the past. So I have lots of classes I'm signing up for, lots of things to learn, and I'm excited about coming into a new year. And we've been doing this already, though, you and I. Even in early December, we were already talking about the things we were going to be working on for next year. And so for the first time, I feel excited about it. I mean, I'm never one to do the New Year's resolutions and this and that. I don't know. I just was not. If you're going to have a goal, have it not just because it's January 1st. You should always have goals in your life. But this year, for some reason, I'm really excited about getting started on the new year. And we're not even quite there yet.
That's a great point and an amazing analogy. Sometimes the storms come not to destroy, but to clear the path for new life to come up.
Oh, exactly. That's how I feel. When we're every day getting trampled on with just all the stresses and the terrible things that can happen in our world today. But we have to realize that we can grow. We can still grow. We're amazing creatures. We are humans that can evolve and create and grow and manifest wonderful, wonderful things.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when you're in the midst of the difficult situation, you feel that every door is closing. But many times, the door is closing because we need to exit from that path and go and create a new path and enter a different door. And you cannot start something new unless you let go of the old.
That's so true. You have to let go of it. And then something, you can't carry it with you. There's no way. If you're going to evolve, it's a full cycle, a full entire, like a cocoon. You think about the butterfly, right? You're changing from the worm into a butterfly. And you need to shut everything out and reassess your situation, reassess your friendships, your relationships, reassess your goals, kind of get into that cocoon, find out what the nutrient, what it is that you need to survive, what are like the healthy habits that you need to surround yourself. And then, voila, the butterfly in the spring.
Yes, and humans have a immense ability to transform, but they have to take the first step.
Oh, of course, and they have to have faith. They have to have faith in that there's a plan for them and that they're going to walk in the direction of it. And they have to also believe that it can be. You just have to believe that it can happen, and it will.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm also looking forward to just taking some downtime. We've been running really fast and lives have been hectic, but the next few days and a few weeks is a time to reflect and think and be grateful and focus on the important rather than the urgent, and really invest in the areas that will have the maximum impact, and that's in yourself.
Exactly. In yourself, in making yourself better so you can make your environment better, so that you can make your close circle better. And, you know, when I'm so happy with Christmas here and the holidays. The kids have been with us a lot because they're out of school, and it has been a little hectic in the house, but it's so nice because the one idea or the one, I mean, the most important thing about Christmas is getting together with the people that you love and care about. And our children, we've been blessed with. God has given us these two wonderful kids that are growing and are good citizens, that will be good citizens. And they're just great kids. And I think Christmas is about them too, and making sure that their happiness, that they recognize what true happiness is, and they carry it on throughout the year, not just during Christmas.
Absolutely. It's just the season of giving, and the team at MaximizeYou.life would like to encourage you to give the gift of maximizing potential. Hope you all enjoy the holidays, relax, rejuvenate, recharge the batteries, and thank you all for listening to this quick podcast. And we welcome the new year and all that is there just waiting around the corner. So, Laura, any last words of wisdom?
No. Enjoy your holidays with whoever your special friends are or special family. Just enjoy it. Don't fret. Don't make it a negative situation. Just try and take a good part of it and a good memory and carry that on with you throughout for every Christmas so you can remember your great memories.
Thank you, Laura.
Merry
Christmas and happy holidays. This is Sal and Laura Selly from MaximizeYou.life. Enjoy. Bye.